Hello, welcome to Technology and Music. In this episode, we're going to interview a local musician in the DC area. Here with me today is jazz guitarist Dave Sanders. Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for being here.
Happy to be here.
So, Dave, what is your musical background? Where did it all begin?
I started playing guitar as a kid, and I eventually realized, I think around high school, that I wanted to go to school for music, and I ended up doing that, and here we are now, and I work as a professional.
Where did you end up going to school?
I went to Temple University for my undergrad in Philadelphia, which is a really great jazz program, and then for my master's degree, I went to Rutgers.
Cool. Very cool. When did you move to the D.C. area?
I moved to the D.C. area probably about 7 or 8 months ago now. That's about right.
Okay, cool. And what is your favorite type of music to play and why? Be specific.
I like to play jazz because jazz allows you to do a lot of improvisation. And there's a lot of variety in it. I used to play classical music for many years, but I think I got bored of playing the same pieces over and over again. There's something cool about repeating something and trying to make it as perfect as possible, but for me, that wasn't the thing that I loved about music, and so jazz was more interesting for me.
Very cool. Are there any crazy famous musicians that you've ever played with, and who was the craziest famousest one that you played with?
I think the most famous is probably Patti LuPone.
What?
At the Kennedy Center. But also, I got to work with Branford Marcellus when I was in college, which was really cool. He came in and did a recording session with us. It was crazy because he obviously hadn't looked at any of the music, and it was very challenging. And he just sat in and basically on the first take nailed it. I think they did a few more, but he definitely had it already.
That's so cool.
It was fun.
Anybody else?
Nathan Gunn, another famous opera singer.
Oh, very nice.
I worked with Houston Person. Benny Golson. I can't think of any more right now. I'm sure there are some.
Off the top of your head.
That's great. Gordon.
Oh, just one to add on the end. So do you write your own music, or do you typically just play covers or a combo?
I usually almost always play other people's music. Sometimes I write arrangements of other people's music, but lately I've been trying to write a little bit more.
Still in the jazz style or
definitely in the jazz style. It's definitely my favorite thing to do.
Do you find inspiration in specific people or things, or does it kind of change depending on where you are and what you're doing?
I usually get really obsessed with one or two musicians at one time, and I study them very hard until I learn some of their tricks, and that usually inspires me to learn or to write or learn some new things.
Very cool. Those are all the questions I have for you today, Dave. Thank you so much for being here. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.